We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:47 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Chicago teachers vote to strike. 25,000 teachers, 300,000 students affected.
Two.
Police looking for a man who robbed a bank in East Wichita, the Fidelity branch at 21st and Rock.
One.
Sedgwick County Commission approves $2.6 million in additional funding for the Sheriff Department. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got things cleared up on Kellogg earlier this morning. We had a traffic accident eastbound on Kellogg at Meridian. Things back to normal there. That's good news. Still looking for a slowdown on the Kansas Turnpike, though, and it's between the East Wichita exit and the K-96 exit there as you're headed northbound. A traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Hit it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
We got local high school football tonight and tomorrow night, so what's it going to be like? Well, sunny today with a high of 72 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 53. Friday, sunny and breezy with a high of 76. Friday evening is going to be pretty nice as well. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 9 miles per hour and 45 degrees. The season is changing and it's time for a new hat for fall. Hatman Jacks carries fedoras, driving caps, westerns, and much more. New styles arriving daily. Stop in at Hatman Jacks and get yours today at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jacks, 601 West Douglas. 7:49 now with Steve and Ted, and we've got the Steve and Ted poll question. It's on our website, knssradio.com. Got a lot of exciting things on our website, but this is one that you can participate in. You know, feel like you're really contributing to the fabric and the culture of our great city and state.
Of course.
By answering a very serious question, Halloween's coming up. What is your favorite part of the celebration?
Well, yes.
And we've given you five choices. There are probably others that we don't know about, but these are the ones we chose. All right. Watching a scary movie, 7%. That's their favorite. Dressing up in costume, going to a party, 11%. Getting or eating candy, 15%. That would be my grandkids getting in there. I don't celebrate Halloween, 26%.
Hmm.
One in four.
I thought it'd be higher than that.
Handing out candy to trick-or-treaters got 41%. Steve and Ted poll question right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. I cannot remember. I don't think I can remember the last time I got a costume and went to a party. I can remember, too. Shelley and I one year went as a priest and a nun.
Do you have pictures of this?
No.
I want to see the... Yeah, oh, man.
And then another time, I think it was Halloween. I don't know what she was, but I was a nerd.
Okay.
I found myself, I went to the Goodwill store, the thrift store.
Oh, I figured you just had stuff at home. You actually had to go buy something?
Buy it. First of all, I got this ugly green plaid jacket. Okay, just ugly. And I got some pants that were about 6 inches too short.
Mm-hmm.
And this big floppy shirt that just looked awful. And then I got my glasses and I put a piece of tape around the middle of them on my nose. And then I got a big old pocket protector and just filled it up with pens.
How about that?
So I was actually, I guess I was an accountant. It's kind of the way my son-in-law dresses all the time.
Well,
he's an accountant.
Yeah.
You know? He's got that crummy-looking green jacket and the whole deal. So.
Haven't you had somebody dress up like you on Halloween?
Oh, my nephew, Paul.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
so. Yeah.
I forgot about that. Paul, it's my brother Jerry's son. Gosh, he must have been about 7, 8 years old. And he comes by, we're at the trick-or-treat, he comes by the house with his mom and dad. He says, and he's got a bathrobe on, okay? He's got glasses on. He's got a little mustache on. And he's carrying a newspaper. I said, Paul, what are you supposed to be? You.
Wow.
I tell you what, I've laughed hard in my time, but I don't think I ever laughed that hard.
You have a picture of this?
I don't think we do that. Bless his heart, Paul had it. He had it nailed.
By the way, Halloween 2 weeks from tonight.
Is it? Yes, it is.
Yep.
How about you got any? I know you wear costumes on stage that are outrageous, but I don't know if you've done anything for Halloween. Have you?
I'm really not. No.
Okay.
I don't get invited out.
You remember we had a Halloween party at the radio stations several years ago, and there was one of our coworkers, a very slender woman who wore Daisy Dukes. You remember?
Yeah,
that?
I do remember
she
that.
She was very scantily clad. I was offended.
It was borderline inappropriate.
Maybe not even borderline. Terribly inappropriate. All right. 7:52. Now look at some local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. A small team of researchers at Wichita State University suspect there are entrepreneurs in Wichita representing diverse minority groups that have traditionally been underrepresented and unrecognized. A survey, they hope, will help shed some light on those business owners. We need to start looking at the next generation, says Jay Price, a professor of history at WSU. What does the business community look like in the future? It's been 1 week since Lindy Wells said he would give serious consideration to the possibility of campaigning as a write-in candidate for Wichita mayor, but he's been quiet ever since. Wells hasn't returned requests for comment, and neither has the Wichita businessman who initially launched the grassroots effort to convince Wells to consider the campaign. Regardless, Wells had better decide fast. Advance ballots were mailed Wednesday, and the mayoral election between challenger Brandon Whipple and the incumbent Jeff Longwell is November 5th. And unpredictable schedules can be brutal for hourly workers. You already know this probably. Upending their lives, new research shows that African Americans, Hispanics, and other minorities, particularly women, are much more likely to be assigned irregular schedules, and that the harmful repercussions are felt not just by the workers, but also their families.
Well, sure.
Yeah, the kids are in school and whatnot. The findings come from continuing surveys of 30,000 hourly workers by the Shift Project at the University of California. Yeah, there's some Wichita Business Journal news for you this morning.
Well, because businesses are always looking for those people. Yeah, well, we got openings, but you got to work on weekends or you got to work overnight. And people feeling.
Some people don't mind doing that.
No, some people don't.
And bless their hearts because it gives everybody else a little time off. Today is National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day.
I'm already disinterested in whatever this is.
Are we talking about the computer desktop, the one I've got right here in front of me?
Yeah.
It's got, it's just, you know, loaded with pictures of the basketball coaches and stuff like that. This is not too crowded right here. But we probably ought to clean it up. Probably some things we could put into the old ash can. National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. All right.
That is about 1 millionth on the list of things I care about doing today.
Yeah, no kidding. Most people say, I'm not going to do that. Okay. All right, stay with us here in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. We have an update on the Chicago teachers' strike. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yep, we'll have our weekly Minute with Mitch. Very timely, of course, as we get ready for Chiefs football tonight in Denver.
Plus, you've got entertainment news on the way.
Yep, got a good edition of The Blur, entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.